Another glorious exhibition of the Lord's beauty was manifested when the Lord showed His special mercy to the people of Navadvip. When He would walk through the streets, His beauty charmed their hearts to such an extent. The pious people, it was their only goal in life to see Lord Chaitanya dance. But Lord Chaitanya would never do public kirtan. At that time, His kirtans were always behind closed doors in the house of Srivas Thakur or Chandrasekhar Acharya. Only most intimate, loving servants were allowed to enter Srivas's house. The blasphemers, who were very proud of their high position in society and their high birth, they would be constantly criticizing Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. They would concoct the most abominable rumors. They would spread like wildfire as far as possible that the reason why he won't let us in the house is because we are moral, pious, civilized beings. We are true Brahmins. We know why he locks the doors. During the day, they kidnap beautiful young girls. Then they feed them all kinds of tantric beverages, intoxications, and put them under spells. Then they have these obscene parties all night long. And in the drunken state, abusing these young girls, they are screaming the holy names of Krishna all night long. According to the Shastras, the name of God is supposed to be meditated upon silently in the heart. But these rascals, why are they chanting so loud? We can't even sleep at night. And besides that, Vishnu, who is sleeping in the ocean of milk, they are chanting so loud, if they will wake him up and he will destroy the entire universe. They're fools who are under Islamic rule. If the king hears about these kirtans, he's going to send boats of soldiers to plunder the entire city of Navadvip. Then we will suffer terribly. One of them said, we should tear down his house and throw it in the Ganga. And as they're trying to run away, we will be tying up the devotees and submit them to the soldiers to be beaten. This is how they were speaking. But the pious people of Navadvip, who is the majority, they would lament terribly. Because of these blasphemers, the Lord will never allow us to come into the house to see His beautiful dancing. It is due to our own sins, it is due to our own offenses, that we are not allowed to see the beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy during kirtan. Maybe if we pray with this the single desire of our life, birth after birth after birth, someday we will have the ultimate fortune of seeing Lord Chaitanya dance. One day, early in the morning, after the kirtans ended, the pious people of Navadvip came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's home. They offered him very, very loving gifts. Some offered him coconuts, some cloth, some jewels, some rice and paddy. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with them. He instructed them, my dear brothers, please take my instruction very seriously. Always worship Krishna. Always remember Krishna. Make Krishna your very life and soul. You should always chant His holy names. Chanting His holy names is very simple. Today I will give you steam word 32 syllable mantra. It is called the Maha Mantra. Please listen carefully and repeat after me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This Maha Mantra is so powerful. There is no hard and fast rules for chanting. You can chant at any time, anywhere, in any circumstance, with anyone. Keep your mouth always chanting these names. Gather together with your family and friends. If you have instruments, play them. Otherwise, just clap your hands and loudly chant this Maha Mantra. And during the day, at your work or walking, do japa of this Maha Mantra. Constantly fill your mouth with the holy names. And you may also chant this mantra.
Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Garavaya Nama Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhu Sudan.
The Lord embraced each and every one of them and said, anyone who chants these holy names will become my life and soul. After receiving the most treasured gift of the holy name of Krishna, the word spread throughout Navadvip. Everywhere, everyone was chanting the holy names. People's homes, in the marketplaces, in the bathing ghats, there was the constant chanting of the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would wander through the streets of Navadvip, and when he would see and hear anyone chanting the holy names, he would put straw between his teeth, he would embrace them, he would offer his repeated obeisances to those chanting the holy names. He would put garlands on them and anoint their bodies with sandalwood to worship them. The Lord worships his devotee who sincerely chants his holy names. One day the Chand Kazi came walking through Navadvip. He was shocked. There was a law. No Hindu was allowed to publicly perform devotional rituals. The penalty was to be imprisoned, to be tortured, and to have all one's wealth plundered. He was amazed. He started screaming at the Hindus, "What is this? You are breaking the law of the kingdom. For so many generations, you Hindus never publicly chanted the names of your God. You've never done your rituals in public. Why all of a sudden you're doing it now? If you ever do it again, you will be punished." As he walked along, he heard the holy names being chanted in other places. He started having his soldiers beating the people, torturing the people. He personally would pick up mridanga drums and smash it to the ground. He was outraged. From that day on, the Chand Kazi had thousands of soldiers roaming through the streets of Navadvip with the singular purpose of trying to find anyone doing kirtan. And if they found them, they would beat them, they would torture them, they would imprison them. It was horrible. So the poor people of Navadvip, they came before Lord Chaitanya in great anxiety. They spoke with folded hands that, "Dear Lord, we think we should move to some other place because we cannot chant here." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you do not worry about anything. You just go out and chant." But they came back trembling. They said, "The Chand Kazi has outlawed it. He's broken the mridanga. He's beating us. He has thousands of soldiers torturing." When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Chand Kazi was causing harm to his devotees, he became as angry as fire. With a voice thunderous, thunderous like the roar of a lion,
he cried out, Nityananda, give me your attention. At this very moment, go to the house of every Vaishnav and give them this message. Today, I shall personally dance in the streets of Navadvip. Today, I will dance in Harinam Sankirtan throughout all of Navadvip. Let me see who will do to me. Today, I will perform kirtan at the doorway of the house of the Chand Kazi. Today, I will burn his house down and smash it into pieces. Let me see what the king will do to me. Today, I will bring a great rainstorm of pure devotional service and ecstatic love of God to inundate all of Navadvip Dham. Today, time personified stands before the blasphemers. Go. Go, O brothers and sisters. Wander throughout Navadvip and give everyone this message. Come tonight with a torch in your hand, and you will see the secret mysteries of Krishna's love. Have no fear. There should not be even a sesame seed worth of fear in your heart. The innumerable universes of this cosmic manifestation are filled with the servants of my servants. When I am personally present, there is nothing to fear. All of you, go. Go take your lunch prasad. And after lunch, come back to my house with torches in your hands. People were so excited. The citizens of Navadvip, they were just embracing one another, weeping in ecstasy, thinking, tonight we will see Lord Chaitanya dance. Tonight, the innermost treasure of all desires of our heart to see Lord Gauranga dance will be fulfilled. Everyone ran home and started making torches. Not a single person even remembered to take their lunch prasad. The whole Navadvip became one gigantic torch factory. Father was making torches, mother was making torches, all the children were making torches, some were making big torches, some were making small torches, some made one torch, some families made thousands of torches. They all came running. Hundreds and thousands, millions of people gathered at Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, waiting for him to appear. They all had a torch in their hand. Some of them had two torches. Some of them had one torch and buckets of oil to keep feeding the torch. But what was prominent in everyone's heart was the longing and expectation to see the beautiful dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which certainly is the ultimate manifestation of the opulence of beauty of the personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of his house and saw the crowd gathered before him. He smiled, raised his arms, and induced them all to loudly chant the holy name. He divided the devotees into three parties. The first party, Advaitacharya was singing and dancing. He was the leader. The second party was Srivas Thakur as the leader. And the third party was himself. Nityananda Prabhu looked at him with tears in his eyes. And he said that your lotus feet are the treasure of my heart. I can never be apart from you. So Lord Chaitanya said, I will dance with Nitai. Nityananda Prabhu was on one side of the Lord and Gadadhar was on the other.
the kirtan began. At that moment, as they were standing at the yoga peat, the sun set. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the signal. And at the same time, all these tens and millions of people spontaneously and simultaneously lit their torches. It was as if there was millions of suns shining in Navadvip Dham. No one could tell whether it was day or night. There were literally tens and millions of beautiful torches. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance with the devotees. As he danced, every single person's attention was on him. Although there was millions upon millions of people in these kirtan parties, by his own mystic power, every single person could perfectly see his divine form. Sri Gaurasundar had a beautiful golden complexion, like radiant molten gold. His teeth were like rows of the most precious shining pearls. His nose was like the flower of a sesame. His lips, bright red, like the bimba fruit. His beautiful hair, which was curling on his moon-like face, cascading along his shoulders. That hair, which is the very essence of all beautiful things, was decorated with strings of jasmine flowers. His neck was like a lion. His shoulders were like elephant. He had broad chest, slender waist. His arms were like two golden pillars that reached below his knees. From his eyes were continuous torrents of nectarine tears of love. From every pore of his body was the ecstatic eruptions of perspiration. Sometimes that beautiful form of the Lord had bumps all over his body due to ecstasy. Sometimes all the hairs of his body were standing on end. The Lord was dancing so gracefully that all the people who saw him immediately had within their hearts the awakening of ecstatic love of God. As the Lord was dancing, he entered into such ecstatic symptoms that sometimes his body would be transformed into the form of Krishna. In the streets of Navadvip, he was in his threefold bending form playing his flute. Then again he would become Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This was the first public Harinam Sankirtan in history. The people were so eager to see the Lord and join his kirtan that people just abandoned their homes. Fathers forgot that they had wives and children. Wives forgot they had husbands and children. Children forgot they had brothers, sisters, or mothers or fathers. The only thing on everyone's mind was to see the beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy. Everyone left their homes. The thieves, they were very much excited by this promise. There was no one at home anywhere. All the thieves came running to the houses to plunder everything they could get. This was the chance of their lifetime. But as they ran by the kirtan and they saw the beautiful Lord dancing, they forgot that they were thieves. And they too began dancing in ecstasy in the kirtan. The doorways of each house was decorated just for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Each doorway had banana trees, had rice strewn, yogurt, beautiful color dyes in decorative artistic designs. Each doorway had ghee lamps and beautiful pots filled with auspicious ingredients for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. He was dancing so enthusiastically that at one moment his body would be completely covered with dust. Then at the next moment, the torrents of tears from his eyes would completely clean his body from the dust. Then the next moment, it would be covered with dust. And the next moment, he would perform Abhishek to himself with his own tears. The whole Navadvip was floating in bliss. The demigods in the higher planets, when they heard the tumultuous sound of millions and millions of people chanting the holy names, they came to see. Never had they seen such a sight. They were showering flowers on the whole kirtan. Can you imagine? The whole Navadvip, there was just flowers showering from the heavenly planets upon everybody, from the sky. And there was drums, kettle drums from the upper worlds playing in accompaniment to the kirtan. In fact, the demigods were so attracted to this kirtan, they all descended into the world, disguised as human beings, so that they too could join the kirtan. By this time, there was tens and tens and millions of people. This may seem impossible, but what is impossible by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The sages, the rishis, the demigods, and the citizens of Navadvip all together were celebrating the beautiful golden form of the Lord in the loud chanting of the holy names. This kirtan was so filled with love and devotion that Vaikuntha Loka descended into Navadvip. Literally, all those hundreds of millions of people in the kirtan had four-armed Vaikuntha forms. But yet everyone was so engrossed in looking at Lord Chaitanya, not a single person noticed that them or anyone else had four-armed forms. The kirtan of the holy names created such love for Lord Chaitanya that naturally, love for each other was erupting in everyone's hearts. There was such intimacy. Some people were embracing one another. Some people were worshipping the feet of others. Other people were tying their hair to another devotee's feet so that they would not be separated. Some devotees in the ecstasy of love would climb to the top of a tree and jump down and not even get hurt. This kirtan was so ecstatic that people of Navadvip were crying out in loud voices, "Yamaraj, you are finished! Now that we are having a Nagar Sankirtan in the streets of Navadvip, all the sins of all the universe is washed away. Now you have no more work to do. We have no fear of you anymore, Yamaraj. You've lost your job. You should just come down and chant and dance with us." Some of them were calling out, "Where are the blasphemers? I will beat their heads." And others were crying out, "Kill the Qazi, kill the Qazi." In ecstatic love. But the blasphemers, they could not appreciate this. They saw this kirtan in the streets of Nadia, and they were very much disturbed by this. They all met together and had an emergency meeting. What are we going to do? These people have gone crazy. This Nimai Pandit has met everybody crazy. But when the Chankazi finds out about this, then we'll see what happens to them. Nimai Pandit and all the rest of them will run away in fear. And somebody said, as they're running, I will capture them and beat them. So there's no, let's go. Someone said, let's go tell the Chankazi what they're doing. I said, why even waste our time? What we should do is just go to these crazy people and say, Chankazi's coming, and you'll see they'll all run for their lives and jump in the Ganges to escape. Me, my pundit, has made this whole city mad. But the devotees, although the blasphemers were screaming these things so loud, the devotees and all the people of Navadvip, they could not hear anything except the sound of Harinam Sankirtan. All the worlds were filled with the holy names. They went along the Ganga. Mahaprabhu Ghat, Madhai Ghat, Varakona Ghat, Nagariya Ghat. Then they came toward the town of the Chankazi. Chankazi heard this loud sound. He told one of his messengers, go out there and see what it is. Sounds like some Hindu wedding. They're already outlawed. Tell them I will punish them if they don't stop immediately. So the messenger went out there and he heard millions of people singing, kill the Kazi. The messenger ran back and said, Kaziji, we got to get out of this place. He said, what are you talking? He says, this Nimai Pandit, he's some great saint. He has tens and millions of people out there chanting and dancing in ecstasy. I can't believe what I saw. Some of them are crying and some of them are rolling in the ground. It appears that they have some love of God. And many of them are calling out, kill the Kazi. The Kazi became furious. He said, I know what it is. It's one of these useless Hindu weddings again. He said, I will go out and I will punish all of them, those rascals. They are breaking my laws. Just at that moment, the Kirtan party came right into his village. The sound of the holy name was so utterly tumultuous that Chankazi ran and hid. And all of his messengers, ministers, and soldiers, they didn't know what to do. They all fled in all directions to escape. As they came closer to Chankazi's house, the kirtan became more oriented to the mantra, kill the Kazi. Some of the Kazi's men, they ran, but there was nowhere to run. The entire palace of the Kazi and the entire village was completely surrounded and filled with devotees in kirtan. When they heard kill the Kazi, they tried to disguise themselves. Those who had beards somehow hid their beards. Those who had turbans took off their turbans. And when people looked at them, they would raise their hands and start chanting, Harivo! And dancing. The people started tearing down the outer walls of Chankazi's house, tearing to pieces his garden. They started dismantling his house. And the tumultuous war was there. Lord Chaitanya went to the door of Chankazi and knocked. Nobody answered. Well, Lord Chaitanya met one of the servants of Chankazi and said, tell him to come down, there is nothing to fear. So the Kazi came down very much trembling in fear. Lord Gauranga said to him, I am a guest at your house. What type of manners is this? You did not even welcome me? And Chankazi said, but you have come with so many millions of people in a very angry mood. He said, actually, your maternal grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, and I lived in the same village as him. So therefore, because we were from the same village, our relationship was he was my uncle and I was his nephew. So therefore, according to that, I am your uncle and you are my nephew. So amongst uncles and nephews, sometimes there's fighting, but they never take it seriously. And sometimes one makes a mistake, but they're easily forgiven. So please, don't be so angry on me. So Lord Chaitanya said, my dear uncle, can you answer a question for me? What is your question? He said, that you drink the milk from the cow, and the bull plows your land to provide grains, so why do you kill your mother and father to eat them? Chankazi replied that in our holy Quran there is the path of sense gratification and there is the path of renunciation. According to the path of sense gratification, eating meat is allowed under certain circumstances. But in the path of renunciation, it is forbidden. But even in your Vedic scriptures, the same thing is there. There is cow sacrifices, horse sacrifices. Lord Chaitanya said, according to the Vedas, when you sacrifice the cow, the Brahmins chant their mantras so well that it is actually an experiment. They chant their mantras so perfectly that they take an old cow about to die, and through their mantras, they give the cow a brand new, young, youthful, healthy body. But in the age of Kali, no Brahmins can chant mantras so well. Therefore, in the age of Kali, any type of animal sacrifice is totally forbidden. The only bona fide sacrifice is kirtan of the holy names. And one who kills a cow has to suffer being murdered as an animal for every hair on the cow's body. Chankazi, he said to Lord Chaitanya that everything you are saying is true. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to him about the path of pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Chankazi, he accepted everything that was spoken. He said, I can understand that you are that Supreme Lord Narayan, the one God of all scriptures, the one God of all religions, and you have descended to show your causeless mercy to all this world. I have heard that your associates call you Gaur Hari. May I also have permission to call you Gaur Hari? Lord Chaitanya agreed. Lord Chaitanya asked him, he said, I want to ask you a question. Previously, you were beating the people upon chanting the holy names. You were breaking the murdangas. Why tonight you didn't do anything? Chankazi said, O Gaur Hari, may I have your permission to speak to you in private? The Lord said, these are my devotees. You can speak before them. He said, when I sent my soldiers out to harass your kirtan singers, they were coming back to me in great fear. Some of them told me that they tried to stop the kirtan, and as soon as they got near the devotees chanting, their beards lit on fire and burnt their whole faces. And others, they came back and said, as soon as I came near that kirtan party, everyone was chanting Hari Hari, and all of a sudden from my mouth came the words Hari Hari. Hari Hari. Kaziji, Hari Hari. We can't say anything but Hari Hari. All we can do is say Hari Hari. We can't get this Hari Hari out of our Hari Hari, our mouth. Hari Hari. What should we Hari Hari do? Hari Hari. The night I brought that Mridanga drum, I went to take rest, and a wonderful thing happened. This mysterious form, he had the head and the tail and the claws of a lion and the body of a man. He started roaring. He jumped on my chest and took his nails and started ripping my skin apart. Kazi, today I will rip you to pieces. Today you will die. His eyes were like burning coals looking right into mine, and his tongue was like a dueling sword. He had razor sharp teeth. I was trembling in fear. Then this magnificent form, in great wrath, he said, Kazi, you have broken my mridanga. Therefore, I will break, just as you rip to pieces my mridanga, I will rip to pieces your body. You have stopped my devotees from chanting the holy names. Therefore, today, you must die. But actually, you did not commit so much of an offense yet, so I will spare your life. But if ever again you disturb the sankirtan of my holy names, I will be back to rip you apart and destroy the entire civilization of meat eaters. Then the Chankazi said, I want to show you something, Gorhari. He opened his opulent royal dress and showed the nail marks of Lord Nrsingadev on his chest. He said, the next day after that dream, some smart Brahmins came to me and said, this Nimai Pandit, he's ruining the entire Hindu civilization. He's bogus, he's nonsense. He's taking secret mantras and giving them out in public. It is your duty to protect the Hindus. Therefore, we request you fervently, you must arrest him and punish him and all of his devotees. He said, I just had that dream the night before. So I told him, you just go home and be peaceful. I will do the needful. He said, I could understand that you are that Lord Narayan. I surrender my life to you. Lord Chaitanya revealed his beautiful form. He allowed the Chankazi to actually see his divine opulence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chankazi was endowed with pure undalloyed devotional service, the crest jewel of all goals of life. Lord Chaitanya said, promise me this, that you will never interfere with the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Chankazi declared that myself and all descendants coming from me will never interfere with the loud chanting of your holy name.